Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's best country, Country 106.7.
I told you moments ago, Jennifer has now hit me four times. Okay,
I
twice.
This is a case where I don't need to kick or hit you. Other people are going to kick and hit you all day long wherever you go.
I was just trying to help. I every morning when I come to do this radio program, I think, how can I help the wonderful Country 106.7 listener?
Yeah.
And today,
you're going to help yourself into a full body cast right about now. I'm just going to sit back here and let you go.
I simply pointed out, and ladies, you know what I'm talking about, and guys, you hate to admit it, but it's true. After a little while, we just, you know, we get a little rounder around the middle. Me and my Buddha belly are very happy over here.
Mm.
It happens. I didn't always have a Buddha belly, but now, whatever. People come to me for advice because I'm like a Buddha. And so I am saying to the ladies, if your guy is like me, and as the years go by, he puts a little extra around the middle, the solution to help him get in shape is for you to go to the gym. Just go to the gym. Yeah.
Yeah, that's blame shifty.
That's not blame shifty.
It's totally blame shifty.
Here is the fact that if you go to the gym,
right,
he is more likely to go to the gym as well.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because you're needy and stupid and you don't know where your socks are, your keys are, your wallet is. So you can't even take an hour and let us go to the gym by ourselves. You have to follow us there so that we can help you find your stuff and live your life.
Not true. It's inspiring us. That's what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Couples that work out together. It happens. So, ladies, instead of nagging him and saying, put down that pizza,
yeah,
no more nachos.
Right.
Just go to the gym.
Or you could just starve him to death. That'd be more fun, wouldn't
Stop it? Stop it. He'll come to the gym with you and then you can mock him while you're there.
Honey, what's for dinner? A rice cake. Enjoy, fatty.
New study indicates that when one person in a relationship starts working out, the other person is more likely to do it too. Did you just call him fatty?
Yeah, he's imaginary. I don't have a husband. He's imaginary, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
No. Mm-hmm.
That's the easy answer for you.
Yeah.
You start working out, so will he.
Does it work the other way around too?
Of course it does.
Does it? Why'd you have to present it like that?
Well, I didn't want to offend any women. Hey, guys, if your wife's getting fat, that's going to go over well for me, isn't it? I thought I chose wisely
today. You probably did, actually.
Uh-huh.
You probably did.
You're welcome. Did I mention I got a Buddha belly? Mm. Come on, Jennifer, start going to the gym. I'll go too.
With you together?
I'm not doing yoga, though.
Oh.
Okay.
No, you should do yoga. You got a bad hip this morning.
I'm fine.
You need some shark cartilage and a little zen.
8:40.
And if you're going to subscribe to the Buddha belly, then maybe you should try some yoga.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.